Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the season premiere of The Archer Jones Show. I wish I did have a song to play, but unfortunately, it didn't happen for me. So I'm trying to set it up on here where I can get music, but just this bad old laptop. So I just can't even get to do what I wanted to do. And yes, I know I need a new laptop or something like that. I do have another one. I just got to look for it somewhere. But I do it for the plug as well, because it's got to be plugged up. So, anyway, for the next 30 minutes, hopefully we got a lot to talk about. God knows you don't. Sorry, just all these pop-ups I just can't get rid of. Okay, if anybody who's listening right now knows how to get rid of, like, stupid pop-ups, please let me know. So I'm probably going to look online to try to get rid of pop-ups like that or anything. This is an old laptop, and it's just not going my way right now. So hopefully you get the chance to try to do something like that. But let's get into certain topics, because we do got some things to talk about, which I wish just hurry up and come on. But it was confirmed yesterday that Eva Marie and WWE parted ways. So, I know she had drawn a lot of controversy to how she got in and all that good stuff. And stuff you see on Total Divas and her suspension and all that stuff. So, if y'all don't remember what she got suspended for mid to late last year, sorry. She failed the WWE's drug policy test and was suspended for 30 days, but after that 30 days, she wasn't used since. So it was kind of like before she got fired, she dyed her hair back to black and she was just doing her own thing. That's basically what it was, just doing her own thing. And I know half of everybody is not going to miss her. And there's some people that will miss her. So, like I said, I like the gimmick that she was doing when she was on SmackDown before she was let go. It was kind of funny and something different. I know people don't understand and, you know, just kind of, some people were just, I wouldn't say worried. I would say probably just, they just didn't like the way it was going and they just thought she was going to wrestle worth a lick. But what more can you do, right? Let's see. But, like, when she started in the beginning of her career, they put her up to the main roster right away. And excuse me. I guess they thought that she was going to be liked right away. And, oh, yeah, she looked good and all. But it was like people find out she couldn't wrestle with the lick. So I know they kept her up to the main roster for a while. Then they sent her down to NXT. For a while, then broke her back up And that was it from there. It was just a lot of people with the suspension with besides her. It was Paige that had that suspension, and somebody else had a suspension around that time, too. Can't think of the other person. But it was crazy. Just insane. So, anyways, I know I need it. Oh, I need some water. I really need some water, so hold on a minute. Just so we had a song to play, like I said.
My laptop is acting funny. So what more can I do?
Okay. I'm back. For those of you who are watching this video right now, there are some pictures up there how the inside of the Milwaukee Bucks Arena is going to look. I think I got every single picture that I got from the website of it last month. And from just what the pictures I was looking at, the pictures, they look very good. And just get me excited about seeing how the arena is going to look and when it opens next year, which is going to be good. And I was watching the video earlier today. They was talking about it, too. They was talking about like how the inside look, how the floor is going to look, how there's many talk about how the inside is going to look with, like, when people come in, they can be able to, like, look at the court. It's like they're going to have to lower it down. That's coming, that's sort of like the, not the basement-wise, but, like, the first floor. So it's going to be kind of strange how it looks like that the but the court floor is going to be a little bit lower. Unless they got it like leaked to like a basement or something like that. Which is just kind of strange. But I heard that some other arenas had done it before. Had done something like that. So I guess if they can get it working, the Bucks can get it working as well. And they just have like a whole bunch of more like stuff on the floors. Like they have, they're gonna have like an area where like people want to get they want to do a wedding or like business meetings or something like that. They can do it on one floor that can fit about like 500 people. So I just wish I could have downloaded that video and could have played it for you guys. Just didn't get the chance to. I was watching it through my phone. It's like it's more like lounge and things like that that they're going to have there. Like, you know how some people, they don't want to sit in the stands or whatever. They can just watch the game, like by a bar or something like that. People can do that. But anyway, I'm gonna at least try to go to the first game of the season next year to see that. Let me just drink some water here. But what else there was talking about? The Bucks practice facility that opened up last week. Just the way it is like, it's like really up to date, future futuristic stuff that they have. They have like two courts for them to practice on. They have a, they kind of have like a couple of pools for, you know, for them to relax, to do their exercise. I think they got a little bit of a gym. They also have a lounge area where the, like, the players can just rest and just relax and probably eat too. So they got that going on. So the part for the training center is finished, but the other half, which I think is going to be, like, for people that want to come in to, like, the clinic part and stuff like that, that's not open yet. But I thought that all would be open at the same time, but I guess they're more focusing on the inside of one side than not the other. So I don't know when the other one, other side is going to be finished, but I think it may be a few months, I'm guessing, that it might open, but we will see. I'm glad this water's cold. Let's see, what else? As I'm just putting on shades on. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to put this on. But yeah, I know there's a video on NBA.com that is talking to the Bucks GM about him being the youngest GM and just a lot of stuff they talk about, like Jabari Parker's recovery and just more stuff. So they talk about that. So probably since I'm done here, I'm just going to watch that video. For wrestling fans, don't forget tonight, Monday Night Raw, and tomorrow, SmackDown. You got Lucha Underground Wednesday. Thursday, you got Impact Wrestling. Don't forget, also Wednesday on the network, you got NXT, and Tuesday, you got 205 Live. I know I need to catch up on some of them shows and things like that, but I guess it's just like the weird thing is, like, you don't get certain channels on certain cable things unless you upgrade, which is just kind of sad that you got to upgrade to get certain channels. But some of these channels should be, like, added on there. That's just my opinion on that. But I think they should have let them channels be part of the package, not just, like, the second package or wherever the case may be. I just think it's just kind of stupid. Kind of like cold water. But there's something I'm going to talk about, too. It contains the wrestling, but it's like a local thing that something happened. I'm guessing this situation probably happened the first day, because it was a certain wrestling company that was having a show. Yeah, they was having a show, like two shows that day. And it could have happened that day or could have been the next day or whatever, but I'm just predicting that it had to happen the first day of the Wisconsin State Fair. It was a couple that was just having sex in front of people. And kids was there and watching. Apparently, after that, this person spit on the girl like four times. It was crazy. Like, the funny thing is, I know who this wrestler is that they're talking about. I didn't see the video, but my wife did. Only saw like a peek of the video, and I think I saw enough to know what was going on and who it was. It was none other than the wrestler Bobby Valentino. He wrestles here in Milwaukee. I don't think he does much of it now, but for Mano Lucha, like, he was the guy. It was him and I guess it was his girlfriend that was doing that. Of course, it was having sex in the bleachers. but a lot of people said a lot of stuff about it, just like how disgusting, and the person that recorded the video should have told security or the police or whoever, which I can understand and do agree with them. Quite a few people were just like, whatever with it, but most people was just like, oh, that's disgusting. How do that in front of kids, and then that's just messed up. But that's just a shame to have, you know, just having somebody like that just do something like that. And, like, I've seen people having sex before. Like, I was down at Summerfest, and, like, somebody pulled one of the porta potties and called a couple was doing it, but they stopped right after that. It's just like they didn't. The problem is, like, Bobby and his other chick didn't stop, which was kind of crazy. The police have been notified about it, and we'll just see what happens from that. But that is kind of crazy, and I know some of the wrestlers, they, like, feel bad because he represents them, and that just made some of them look bad. And it just sucks that it, you know, happened that way. And it just really sucks. And just hoping something like that don't happen again, or if they end up getting caught by the police, I know they're going to be punished, and just depends on what's going to happen. And or so after that, who knows, they might just even get a ticket or maybe a year or two in jail, but they probably would be most likely be listed as a sex offenders since they did that in front of kids. How does that sound for familiar? Oh, yeah, because some of the people in the wrestling was giving on me about my case and don't even understand my situation. So maybe this has just happened and make them think twice about, like, how other people be on there and all the other stuff that's been going on with people, not knowing the situation until you've either seen it, know about it, or you hear it from the person's mouth. So it's just sad. Also, one more thing for our wrestling fans before I move on to another subject, that if you're watching right now, you're watching that, you're seeing, like, upcoming events that's going on this month. You already had, like, some wrestling shows that happened this past weekend. You got one today in POWW, which the information will be right on the screen when it comes up. Just look at it. If you had time to make it there, I think it's 5:30 or 6:30, so possibly you could be watching this later on, but just letting you know about that. Also, like I promised Affair that I would plug them, so you get a chance, go see Legacy Pro Wrestling. It's on kind of like the corner of 37th and Burnham. Kind of like I can't even say the bar's name right, so I should be able to try to look at it. So just hold on a second here. Because I know I promised that I'm going to plug these guys, keep on going until the show, and try to get more people there. I'm going to be there, so it's going to be interesting. Just hold on a second. Let me try to... Okay, let me go here. Okay, I'll just do it that way. to Martin Turner. Start on signal second. It's like a triple main event where they have a women's match on here as well. So it's like, it's a good thing you see like women's matches. Like, speaking of women's matches, it's like, it seems like it's more decreased of women wrestling in the state of Wisconsin, finally. I don't know. Do you just want to see more of them wrestle? So it would be cool if you get the chance. If you want to see like at least women wrestling, you go see this one. Is called Chaos at Kanatsky's 2. It's 1920 South 37th Street. The show actually starts at 5 o'clock, not 7. So they changed the time on there because you know it's going to be sooner or later it's going to get dark, like 8 o'clock or something like that. So it's not 7 o'clock like it says on the poster. It's 5 o'clock. I don't know if they actually changed the time yet or they're going to stick to that time, but I would ask more for information about it. WWA, they're going to have some of their superstars on there, and I think a couple of them will be through WWA, the couple of the women that's going to be wrestling on here. Got the rematch from last month with the championship match with Marcelo Spade versus Chris Black. And you got Nell Dillinger versus Chase McCoy. And this BTW Women's Championship match. So that would be a championship match as well. So I didn't know about that until I'm just finally reading on fine print. So it's $10 admission. It's $10 to sit, $5 to stand. So either way, just find somewhere you can just, either if you bring your own chair, you just do that and just, you know, pay for it. It's a good price show, and I hope, just hope y'all get check it out. It's August 19th on a Saturday. So if you're not doing anything, please check out the show. Oh, crap. I know you can still hear me, but I'm still just having problems with these pop-ups and all that stuff. I'm gonna fix this as soon as I'm done here. So let's talk about our president and how he's doing. So with our president, seems like he mostly be on Twitter a lot, just chatting, whining, complaining. I haven't seen like a president, you know, chat this much, but then again, social media hasn't been out that much, but he'd probably be president with the most of, that has something to say on chatting besides doing something. He tried to get rid of Obamacare. That didn't work out. Let's see. He already banned transgender from being in the Army or stuff like that. And I think he changed his mind after a lot of people did complain about that. So just, insane. Oh, my advice to the president, focus on what you need to do and stop worrying about what people saying about you. It's like, I didn't vote for him or anything like that, but I don't like how he's running things right now because he needs to focus more on it than just whine and complain about what people say and things like that. It's just ridiculous. It just really needs to grow up and stop being a drama queen and focus on what you need to do to, as you call it, make America great again, which it was already great from the beginning, so whatever on that. But, see, you got a little bit of time left. I don't think, is there anything else I should talk about? The show Clapback didn't happen yesterday because the person that was supposed to be on the show did not call in or just did not call in. So probably what we're going to do, we might schedule another time for the show. Just to have another time. But it will be a show next Sunday. We will have Skylar Reed on the show. So just watch out for that. I haven't done Aftermath as of late. Just because, like, I need to, like, get more WWE news and stuff like that. So, WWE, TNA, and RH and all that stuff. And I've been watching ROH and been catching up on that. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to watch this Saturday's episode because I didn't see that. So, I got a little catching up to do and stuff. But the show will be back this Friday, 1 o'clock Eastern, noon Central. So hopefully we have some people going to listen in live or they're going to call in or whatever the case may be. So I'm going to leave the number right here if you want to call in during the show. It's 213-943-3770. Again, it's 213-943-3770 if you want to call in WFSO Aftermath. If you got anything you want to add or say or anything like that, just to let y'all all know. But I think that'll be it. But follow our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.weebly.com, for like upcoming information about wrestling. And hopefully we're going to try to post some more news, wrestling news on there too, and get to follow all the stuff that's going on with WFSO Radio Network and all that good stuff. So I'll get to try to catch up with that. Look for us on Facebook. Look for WFSO on, tweet us on Twitter. Well, follow us on Twitter as well. We're on MySpace, so look for us on there as well. And just subscribe to our YouTube channel, which I promise I'm going to make some videos up within the next couple of weeks. So hopefully there will be at least like a couple of videos that be on there. So just watch out for that. But until then, see you next week on the show at the same time. And also, hopefully you'll be listening this Friday and this Sunday for WFLO Aftermath and WFLO Blackout. I mean, not Blackout, but Clapback. Tune in. Y'all have a good week. Enjoy your wrestling. And send in some news if you want to hear them on this show. So have a good one, everybody.